Yes, thank you. My name again is Karen, and I want to welcome everyone here in the room, those who are on the phone, both those at Gumra and also those calling in. This is the second Gumra Maine Tribal Renewable Energy Task Force meeting, and today we really want to focus on again, how Gumra, the state agencies, the tribes may work together as opportunities for renewable energy generation emerge in federal waters. We hope very much that this task force will continue to provide a forum where we can integrate the state's goals and policies as well as tribal interests to help shape these renewable energy generation opportunities that emerge in federal waters. And I think today is exciting because we will continue to talk about how we can develop the relationships, the methodologies, hopefully look at some timelines that can support thoughtful consideration of opportunities in federal waters as they emerge. And also begin to coordinate how we might consider any proposals that emerge, and also to share data. And I think today will be another good step in pursuing these objectives. Again, we talked a bit last meeting, but I'll just quickly reiterate that Maine's objectives with regard to renewable ocean energy generation are deeply rooted in the legislation that was passed by the Maine legislature over the last year or two, and that has established a goal of 5,000 megawatts of offshore ocean energy by 2030, and a very strong focus on deep water offshore wind up to 25 megawatts at least 10 miles off the coast of Maine. And that is really being jump-started by the Public Utilities Commission's RFP that was issued in September.
Is now joining.
We have been also pursuing this objective through our role in the Atlantic States Consortium that was created by Secretary of Interior Kenneth Salazar. And we are looking at ways to dovetail the Interior Department and Gumra's efforts throughout the Atlantic coast to make sure that they reflect the goals and objectives that Maine has adopted. Bless you, over there. to support an initial 25 megawatt project in deep water off the coast of Maine, at least 10 miles. I also just want to mention, this being our second task force, that Maine state government will be going through some transition in the next few months. A new governor will be taking leadership in January, and there will probably be new cabinet members and some other changes as we move into 2011. I will be leaving my post as senior policy advisor at the end of this month, and the governor has asked Kathleen Layden and the great team of folks at the State Planning Office and Coastal Zone Program to be the lead contact for this task force beginning December 1st of this year. So again, I want to thank all of the folks who are participating in this. For your willingness to continue down this path with us, and we really look forward to a strong and vibrant conversation today and into the future.